Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
And we are ready to get it on. What a show we have for you. You know, Monday, always recapping the NFL weekend. And I tell you what, man, there were some really good games yesterday.
Wow.
You know, Rob, we said this going into the week. You know, it didn't look like a ton of great matchups in the NFL on Sunday, but it turned out to be some really close and exciting games.
Except and for so, the one I enjoyed was at. It. For the except
yeah,
for the one
31
I went to
you should have known. Unless the Houston Texans were playing like the University of Texas, you knew it was going
to
be
it
a route.
It was so bad they had to bench Tyrod Taylor. He was just Chris, it was awful. Just
was
awful.
It all his fault? I got to admit, I didn't
no,
watch much
not
of that.
No, not all his, but I'm just saying they couldn't move the ball. They just couldn't. You know, like after a while, you got to be like, just put the other guy in. Like can we do something?
Just to see if we can get a little something.
Like, can we get a spark? Can he throw a touchdown maybe? Can we get a first down? Something.
Right.
Like it was
and
bad.
I think the coach is doing a decent job. I mean, it's just a mess.
No, he's
down
kept
there,
he's held them in there for the most part.
But
yes. I was in Houston. What's up, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I'm great.
Wow.
You were in Houston. I didn't know you were in Houston until I saw on Instagram you were out to dinner with a bunch of 20-somethings. And I'm like, who's still? Is that? You know, did you see what I put on your Instagram?
Yeah, I saw what you saw. I was old enough to be all their dads.
Every single one of them. And a few of them's granddads, actually. No lie, Rob. No lie. I mean, I think if I'm, let me think about that. Yeah.
They're
probably.
Hey, wow. No, I'm not granddad, not that old. But they're all, you know, like these are guys who I help mentor. Chris, you know, I'm all about.
Are they all, were they all in the business?
Not all of them. A couple weren't, but they were friends of one of my mentees.
Okay.
But it was a great time.
So you got to be the big, we get to meet Rob Parker.
Oh, God,
the big radio TV personality. Oh, my God. I get it. It's all right.
Hey,
well,
you know
Rob, Saturday night, I went to a bat mitzvah.
Did you really?
Yes. And I've been to some before. You know,
right.
Our girls have, friends and classmates who were Jewish.
Right.
Went to
so
their
you had gone before,
mitzvah.
Right.
Yeah,
whose kid was this?
This was a partner of my wife in her practice.
Right.
She's one of her partner's daughters, bat mitzvah.
A bat mitzvah.
You know those are like weddings. You've
no,
been
those
to,
are
I'm
very
imagining
expensive.
You've been to,
they're unbelievable. Like
I was talking to a couple of the partners who were Jewish, and I was like, this is like a wedding,
isn't it the like when they come of age, right? Like
it's a great event.
It
you
really
know what
is.
I mean? It really is a great rites of passage kind of.
That's what it is. So they do a big job. It's a big ordeal, great parties and whatnot,
right?
And
I'm just
so you
thinking,
had
I was like financially like okay that's three you got three kids that's three bat mitzvahs plus weddings
three
like,
weddings
like,
right
where are you getting all this money from
but, it's a lot of money you need but I will say this Chris I did make a little bit of a mistake hanging out with the young guys I thought I was still young and I'm paying the price because Sunday I did the Texans game we had. Couple of dope beverages in between that, dinner at Morton's, and then did the Rockets game. And Saturday night, I had dinner with Ryan Hollins, the former NBA player.
Right, right.
Who's now doing the Rockets color on television. I saw our friend Antonio Daniels because they were playing the the Pelicans.
At the game?
Yeah. At the game, I talked to them. And Joel Myers is the play-by-play guy, veteran broadcaster.
Yep.
So it was just a crazy week. And anyway, let's get to it. We got so much.
Wow.
I'm going to have to hang in there. Week.
You went to two bad games. Although the Rockets are on the
streak. No, the Rockets won six in a row.
Six in a row. I know. I mean,
and
but
I will
still
say
a bad
this,
team.
Chris,
but hey, shout out to the Rockets.
Good walking job. Around the arena,
yeah.
Stopped a million times. Love the show. Tell Chris we said what's up. I'm dead serious. Like, I got stopped.
Just
about
random
the radio
fans.
Show.
Yeah. Great. Great. Hey.
Really good. Thank
that's
you.
That's good
Houston.
To hear. All right. So let's stick with the NFL, of course, Rob. And
did
let's
you
go to
introduce everybody or just gloss
yeah,
over
we're
you?
Moving on. Rob okay. G said, no, I'm just playing. Right. Super producer Rob G in a full effect. DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan on the ones and the twos. And on the updates, our man, Ralph Irvin. All right. Let's get to it. Baltimore at Pittsburgh, obviously, big-time rivalry. Rob,
now,
Mike
did you
Tomlin.
Call, did you think that they were going to win, you, or did you just say that
I
they would cover?
I picked them to cover.
Cover, but they won.
I thought they'd lose. I thought Baltimore would win a close, like, 2-3 points. Yeah. But Mike Tomlin, look, great coach, Rob. I think people have finally realized that over the last few years. But even though if they don't win the Super Bowl, which they clearly won't this year, the dude is a great coach, Rob. Can we say that? You're not ready to give him that?
No.
Like, every year, they're
No, I get that. I'm not knocking.
Okay.
But off of this game, is he's a great coach?
No, I'm just saying in general. Like, that's why I picked him to cover.
No, but that's what I was trying to figure out.
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay.
He did a fine job, but no, it was...
Okay, I thought he did something that magnified that elevated him to
well,
that.
Well, he didn't go for two at the end of the game. Now, John Harbaugh is a very good coach, too. But here goes. They march down the field 60 yards in a minute and a half to get the potentially game-tying or winning touchdown. Rob, that no time... The game is over. Last play... They can go for two and try to win it, or they can kick the field, the extra point, and go
into overtime. Right.
And here's what happens.
Jackson takes a snap, fakes the handoff, lobs it, juggled and dropped by Mark Andrews, who was wide open at the one.
That was Ravens radio, and obviously they went for two, Rob. And quickly before you go, if I have to put blame, and I hate to use the word blame, but for lack of a better one, Lamar, like between Lamar, Andrews, I'm talking about the players.
Right.
The play, even though I disagree with the call as far as going for it, I would have kicked the extra point. But it was a good play call, and it would have worked, but Lamar threw the ball a little too far. And Andrews, I thought, maybe could tip it, but it was kind of on a rope. There was no... It wasn't lobbed at all. And so I think Lamar just made a bad pass. But anyway, I disagree with the play call, and I know you do as well.
Yeah, I just, like, it doesn't work all the time. I know people think everybody gets a two-point conversion when you need it. You know, usually, Chris, especially to win the game, I mean, right, we saw the numbers. Is it 3-for-8 or something like that?
In the last 3 years, teams are 3-for-8 on two-point conversions.
To win the game. You know what I mean?
In the fourth quarter. I don't even know if it's just to win the game. Is it in the fourth quarter? In the fourth quarter.
It seemed like you would have more than that. And the last 3 years, you only had eight goals?
No, three-point. In the past three seasons, teams are 3-for-8, which is 37%, on two-point conversion attempts when down by 1 point.
Right, that's
in
what
the
I'm
fourth
saying.
Quarter.
Okay, so that's what I mean. Yeah. Okay.
It may not be like at the end of the game. You know what
no,
I'm saying?
No, but that's like
play.
To tie the game. To take the lead.
Right.
That's what I'm saying compared to where you needed to just tie the game. You know what
I
think there's a different dichotomy.
Or you're down 7 or whatever it might be. Right.
Yeah, so I think. Right. But anyway, I'm with you. I'm just not comfortable with that. I think I would just – I wouldn't want to give up a game. I just wouldn't. I'd take my chances in overtime. And because of the rule changes years ago, Chris, where you're going to get the ball at least once. You remember in the old days, you might not get the ball.
Right.
Okay,
which
so
maybe
you know
that would be different.
You know you're getting the ball. Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's different
unless
for
you
me.
Let them score a touchdown.
Right. But, I mean, you have a chance of getting the ball. Where before, they could go down, march down, kick a field goal, and you're done.
Yep.
And I understand that. So, I don't know. In that game, I just don't want to give up a game. And I know it would have been nice if you were able to pull it out and if everything works, but the numbers just don't bear it out. If you told me it was, if it was 6-for-8, Chris, you know what I mean? Or some number high, 75% of you being able to do that and you really thought you could make it happen. But I always want another chance to fight the another day. Like, I just...
Well, look, there are different types of numbers. And the reason they went for this, and Tomlin said it after the game, he says they play analytics strong, which makes them predictable, right? He knew they were going to go for two because
they weren't shocked,
analytics. And ESPN had stats, Rob, saying there was a slightly, like, 1% better chance of them winning the game if they go for two than if they kick the extra
point
going overtime.
But 1% ain't enough, Chris.
No. And then there's other stats, NFL Next Generation stats, that say you had a 7.5% better chance of winning if you kick the extra point. Bottom line is I'm with you, Rob. Here's why. I kick the extra point, take my chances in overtime. Now, some people might say, well, Pittsburgh had been marching all over them in the fourth quarter. Big Ben was terrific and all that. And I agreed. Pittsburgh looked great in the fourth quarter. However, number one, I'm still not confident in Big Ben.
I'm with you.
You're right. He's 39, about to be 40 years old.
He could easily have a bad series. He could throw a pick.
Absolutely.
I don't think, like, it's automatic. If there are a couple quarterbacks where you might say,
Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Pat Mahomes, if he's hot. Yeah.
Right, and that'll be about it, where you're like, I can't give that guy the ball, right? Where the 49ers left 37 seconds on the clock, right? I can't give that guy the – we got to make the clock be double 1 second.
Right.
Because if we leave any time, it's not. He's going to beat us. But Big Ben is not in that category
anymore.
He's
not that guy. Exactly. Right. He's not that guy right now. And then the thing is this, Rob. I could – just like you could argue, oh, Pittsburgh had the momentum, I could argue, well, Baltimore took it from him.
They watched the ball down.
Absolutely. They had been struggling as well during the game offensively.
And Pittsburgh could have got a stop. Why couldn't Pittsburgh get a stop right there, right? I mean, so they marched down. They were able to get there, get a touchdown, which gave them a chance. And then, so I'm with you.
And then
who had the ball last had the
momentum
to me.
They got the best kicker in football, Rob. Maybe
I was
in
Detroit when he made
the
66 yards. Yeah, I was in Detroit for that. The guy can kick.
The dude is terrific. So for all those reasons, and Rob, I just think at the end of the day, it's analytics gone wild. And I look, it adds some more excitement that it's not automatically, oh, we didn't get there in three downs, right? We're punting away, or maybe we'll go for two instead of extra point. It's not all bad. But I'm seeing a lot of times when the coach should punt or the coach should just kick the extra point, you know what I mean, rather than going for two or going for it on fourth down.
What did you think in the Denver-Kansas City game? Almost at the end of the half, where they could have kicked the field goal, would have been 10-6 at the half.
I thought they should have kicked the field goal.
They go for it on fourth and two and lose a yard and a half. And I'm like, really?
You're down seven. Get points.
In the first half in Kansas City, wouldn't you feel like we're good?
Totally agree.
I'm like.
You're supposed to lose. Now we're only down four.
You're only down four, and say to yourself, you held Kansas City to just 10 points in the first half in Kansas City. I'll take that. And instead, you turn what was a good first half for your defense, right, and kill it with going forward on fourth and two. I didn't understand that. I didn't.
I understood it as analytics gone wild. But I'm with you. Like, come on. I mean, some of this stuff. And Rob, it makes you wonder. I mean, we see it obviously in baseball that these managers aren't in full control. I still think the NFL coaches have control, but somebody's in their ear.
Right.
Somebody's telling them, hey, they're
heavy,
say
Chris,
this.
Because
they're
making these calls, and you just keep going. And what did we see? Dan Campbell in Detroit. Didn't he do one as well in his own territory?
Fourth and two in their own territory. I thought it was crazy. I thought it was a lunacy. And it worked out for him because in the end, they obviously got the W. And I get it. They were like, hey, I guess they're like, we're 0-10.
0-10-1 What the hell?
Yeah, nobody, right. Exactly.
They celebrated in Detroit like they won a Super Bowl.
They did. And you know what? And I got to admit, it was good to see them celebrate, but you're right. I guess when you're that bad, you know what I mean? Like, hey, it probably felt like the Super Bowl, Rob, just to get, you know what I mean? At least you're not going to go down as winless. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. It is your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple. Did the Ravens make a mistake by going for two last night against the Pittsburgh Steelers? Was this the latest example of analytics running amok in sports? Your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
All right, nothing like DMX bringing in a little Christmas cheer. It is the Odd Couple live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you haven't noticed, we are bringing you Christmas music for the rest of the month, or at least until December 25th.
Right, till Christmas, right?
Yeah, I don't know if it's the rest of the month or not, but it's all right on the Magic City Monday.
I'm all for it. I love this time of the year in L.A., Coast FM, Chris, I think that's an iHeart station, Rob G, no? But anyway, they have all Christmas music. I love it.
Are you in the Christmas spirit yet?
Yeah, I am.
You are. You sent me my gift already.
I've sent everybody
their gifts.
I got to
go get your gift. Really?
Yeah, I'm done. What is today? Wow. Sixth? Everything's packaged. Everything's shipped. So now it's kind of like I'm just spending time with friends and, you know, going out to eat and drink. I just like to do that.
Okay. All right. If you're dealing with a dead battery, one place to go. It's called AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services, things like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, go to AutoZone. It's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox. Do you agree with John Harbaugh's decision to go for two in the win at the end of regulation yesterday?
I don't know how to pronounce. Is this Suede? Huh? Suede. Okay. I just wanted to make sure that
it wasn't shoes.
Like Suede in Memphis. No. How is it?
No, it's S-W-A-D-E, but it's all good.
S-W-A-D-E, but how you pronounce it?
It's Suede. I make sure since I'm in Memphis, they don't step on my blue Suede shoes. You feel me?
Okay, we got you.
So that's not your, in other words, right. That's not your real name. It's
right,
a nickname.
It's your nickname. I got you.
What's your name,
Memphis?
Bill?
actually, it's actually Chris.
Wow.
So,
you got to stick with Chris. When your name's Chris,
Chris
you don't
is
need
corny.
A nickname.
Suede is better. Suede is better. All right.
Hey, so I got a couple of things to say. First of all, Chris, I listen to you every morning. Chris and Rob, I listen to y'all every evening when I get off work, man. You guys are by far two of my favorites. Rob, I'll never forget the day you called Robert Griffin a cornball, man. I'm still laughing about that.
You know what? I'm going to be honest.
Rob's been trying to move past.
Yeah, I have. It's been a long time.
It was cornball is on the NFL countdown show right now, if you didn't know. Monday night.
But you know what would be great is that if we get him on the show to talk about his book. I'm open for that, Rob.
I'd love to get him on the show.
Let's get him on the show.
He called him a cornball in broad daylight, man, and I'll never forget that. So look, I'm a Steelers fan. I'm a Steelers fan. And believe it or not, when the Ravens play us, they play us with hate. They don't want no ties. They don't want no overtime. I knew they were going to, after we scored,
right?
I knew they were going to go for two. And actually, I thought they were going to get it. I was so mad because I knew that
so
was going to go down.
So you thought it was the right call?
Right.
No, I didn't think it was the right call. I thought it was a wrong call. I thought they were going to get it, but because they play with us, because they play us with hate, I knew they were going to go for it. I was just praying that they didn't get the 2-point, man. I had turned the TV off and everything, and then I checked my ESPN app. I saw 19-20 final. Man, I was jumping up and down, man. I was, man, dancing, man. But
Well, good call, Sway. We appreciate the support, brother.
Thank you down in Memphis. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Sean in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Sean?
My uncle's from another mother. My brother's behind the board. What's going on, fellas? Hey, you know I'm living in Shekel City after this weekend, man. Up there with Uncle Rob, man, putting in those bets and catching them out, baby.
Wow, really?
Hey, he got Christmas money coming in, Chris. Yeah, he ain't following me because I saw the tickets. I saw the tickets, and he got Christmas money. The kid's going to be happy, Sean.
It's going to be lovely. Hey, on that hype, I need more Odd Couple gear, man. If you ain't got it yet, Odd Couple family, go ahead and start looking into Rob's Twitter page, man. All red hoodies and everything, man. Straight from us to y'all houses, man. On
That's
delivery.
Right.
Jordan you know brand, Adidas, Nike.
Be quiet, Chris.
Hey, that just means it's upper level quality. Don't be knocking it, Chris. Don't be knocking it, baby.
Good stuff. I'm not giving you, like, cheap stuff. All right. What you got, Sean?
Man, so my take real quick, man, I'm going to give y'all three reasons why it was the right call.
Okay.
Number one, it's right on schedule with everything that John Harbaugh does. Just remember earlier in the year when he asked Lamar, do we go for two? Knowing dang well he was going to say yes to that. So it's consistent. Number two, you got to empower your quarterback, man. As many times as Lamar has pulled it off and as much as he's been proving all his naysayers wrong this year, you got to let him roll whatever he thinks is right. And then the final reason why, man, you got to have the cojones, man. It was the right call. The play was wide open. It was just poor execution, man. If he would have made that pass, we wouldn't be playing this tune today, man. We'd be speaking on them as the greatest thing since sliced bread today.
Well, yeah. Look, I do think there'd be second guessing, even if they made it. I think people look. He'd look like a genius, but it'd also be like, was that the right call, though?
Right. There's still.
I mean,
a
it
chance,
worked.
Right.
Yeah. And
because
Lamar
just
has
said,
not but, been that successful, Rob. We just talked about it. 3 for 10 in 2-point conversions.
That's
Lamar
not great.
Jackson. That's 20th of, or I'm sorry, that's second to last of the 40 players who've had 10 or more 2-point
right.
conversions
that,
in the last 20 years.
That's not successful, Chris.
Right.
Not at all.
And he didn't
not-
ask for it. I don't think Harbaugh asked, hey, you want to go? I think he just made the decision.
Right. I think you need to look at that and say, you know what it's like? I'm going to be honest real quick. When they used to take Barry Sanders out at the goal line, Chris, the Lions. Go look at, you know why Barry Sanders doesn't have as many touchdowns as Emmitt Smith? Because Barry Sanders used to get more times where he's caught behind the line of scrimmage.
Right.
You know, he would bust him every so often, Chris, but he would get stopped behind. He had a playoff game against Green Bay. 13 carries, -1 yard.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? In a playoff game.
That's what he
So Barry Sanders
he
was not at the end at the goal line.
Yep. All right. Well, rumor has it that Damian Lillard wants Ben Simmons to join him in Portland. And I think that would be a mistake. I'll explain why next. Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Story in the day. Now, it's been a story for almost a year now. Damian Lillard, is he happy in Portland? Does he want out? We know there's been a lot of talk about, you know, they got to improve the team. He talked about it in the offseason. They also, for those that may not know, they just fired their president, Neil O'Shea.
Yeah.
And
they said the work environment
was toxic.
Not comfortable for women or anybody, I guess, right?
Right. So anyway, now, of course, there's speculation about what is next for the Blazers. They're not playing well. I think they're below 500. Chauncey Billups' first year, and they're struggling mightily so far. And Rob, look, Chauncey knows what it takes to win. And just think about Chauncey as a player and how he won, how they won in Detroit.
Defense,
ball movement, right? sharing the basketball, getting everybody involved.
One of the all-time great teams, Chris. I don't mean talent-wise. I'm just mean playing as a team.
As a team,
you know what I'm saying? Not talent-wise.
They wouldn't go down as one of the greatest.
No, but I'm talking about like knowing everybody has to contribute, and you know there were different people every night. It wasn't like the ball's going to Chauncey every night or Rip or Rasheed. It could be any one of those guys have a big night, and that's how they used to win.
Chauncey would average about 17.7 assists, something like that. And he told me once at ESPN when he was working there, we both were working there, he said, you know, If you know this, Rob, these point guards are putting up crazy numbers, scoring and assists.
Right.
He said, if I dribbled the ball for 15 to 20 seconds every possession, and then I either took the shot or made the pass to the guy that's going to take the shot, my numbers would be crazy too.
That's not how it was. Everybody, they moved the ball around, right?
And that's not how it should be.
One or the other one, right?
You're not going to win like that.
Right.
You might put up big numbers, but anyway, it's tough times in Portland. And there was a report in The Athletic today, Rob, saying that Damian Lillard wants Ben Simmons to play with him or would like to play with Ben Simmons. I mean, look, Rob, this could be, okay, duh. Like, yeah, of course he'd like to play with another great player. But does it mean he really is pushing for them to go ahead and trade for Ben Simmons? My thing is this, Rob. Sure, a Ben Simmons trade for presumably C.J. McCollum and some draft picks, another young player, something like that. Okay, it's nice.
But didn't Damian speak out of turn before too, Chris? When he endorsed Jason Kidd before they hired Chauncey.
He endorsed Jason Kidd.
I mean, you gotta be careful with throwing that stuff out there because even when you say this,
this is according to sources,
right? But even if that's the case. That means people who he's playing with now, he wants gone. I mean,
his boy.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Is C.J. McCollum.
That's what I'm saying. Okay.
They've been one of the best backcourts in the league for years. I did a sit-down interview with both of them about how close they were.
Right.
A few years ago. And so, yeah, you hit it on the head. Like, he going to have some splaining to do.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because CJ knows. CJ wants to get in his business after, right?
And then there's no other way that he can come without CJ being gone.
Exactly.
Like, there's no other equation that works out.
Absolutely. So you got to deal with that. But, Rob, here's what I say. And as a disclaimer, do whatever you want personally. Kyrie Irving, you don't want to get vaccinated. You don't want to play. Cool. It's your life.
Happy and you know
you're happy
it, clap
is
your
life. Right. Absolutely. Dame, you're happy in Portland. It's your team. It's your city. Cool. But from a basketball perspective, which is where Rob and I address things from, I think it should be Dame. Instead of trying to bring Ben Simmons to Portland, you should be saying, look, I'll go to Philly to play with Joel Embiid, and y'all can have Ben Simmons here in Portland. That's what I think. And he would have a chance to win the championship. Bringing Ben Simmons to Portland, Rob, is that changing their fortunes?
I don't think so. No. I don't think that he's the missing piece or oh my God, look at what they did in Portland, Western Conference. Are you
Thank
shaking?
You.
Not at all. But I do like this. I'm going to say, this is where I disagree with you. I love that he's taking ownership to Portland, and he wants whatever is going to be happening for it to come his way. Everybody ripped, he's not on the same level. I get that, Chris.
That's important.
Okay, so I'm not, before you jump on me, because I know you, he's not on the same level as Giannis or anything like that, but people thought he couldn't win either. I remember all the stuff when he re-signed. People were mad. They wanted him to go to Miami and, oh, you're dumb. You'll never win a championship. I remember all those stories.
There was a part of me, Rob, that thought he'd never win a championship.
Okay, but
I don't know if I said it publicly or not.
You might have, but you know there were a lot of people all saying it, and he stayed the course, did his own thing, and he's a bigger man and better man for it. Like, people have the utmost respect for him, right? Like, he stayed, Didn't do it. He bucked the trend of what's going on in the NBA now, right. Chris. And he has his chance. No matter what happens from here on out, you can't take it from him.
Right. He's amazing. And, Rob, he didn't win it. He didn't win it with a bunch with a super team.
No. He,
so you
he
can't, bucked like, the, he, right. He went and got that one championship with some good, really good players.
Right.
But no other superstar.
In a small market, yep, where nobody wants to come and all that other stuff.
Right.
And that stuff is extra credit. So, If Damian Lillard wants to do similar and stay in Portland and have a player or somebody come that way to try to give him a better chance, I'm not mad at him if he doesn't want to go join somebody.
Here's the thing, Rob. And look, Dame is a great player. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. He's, was listed on the top 75 players
premature,
of all time.
But
I agree. But, but they put him on, so it's official, right? Like you said, he's not on Giannis's level. And I don't think he's good enough to lead Portland to a championship. Okay. Doesn't mean he's not great.
No, I understand what you're saying.
But, yeah. So, all right. We got Shekel City coming up next. And the rumor has it that there's some stuff going on in Shekel City. Maybe a new mayor.
What?
In Shekel
Hello?
City or something like
on?
That.
Hello?
There's rumblings. There's rumblings that there's... There's something going on in Shekel City. Stay tuned to hear what's up.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Rob Parker. All right, it's the iCouple. Chris and Rob coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we got a big Monday night football game coming up. I don't know if Rob's going to deal with that in Shekel City, but it's the Buffalo Bills hosting the New England Patriots, the hottest team in the NFL. And right now, though, it's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Chris, Shekel City, not yet officially sponsored by Caesar Sportsbook, but just a matter of time.
I knew it
would come that way. we're getting to start a new, fresh week. I started off great last week,
Thank God, the first few days. And we need a fresh start.
Yeah, I need a fresh start. It's been rough for me. But anyway, you just mentioned the Buffalo Bills and the Patriots. Yes, Chris, I am. In Shekel City, I'm betting on Buffalo minus three in that game.
You are. Real talk, Rob, how much of that is that you really think Buffalo's going to win, or you just can't find it in your heart to ever go with Bill Belichick?
No, what it is? It's that I don't think they're going to win seven in a row. I think it's the odds. Like, seriously, it's a road game.
No, that's
it's
fair.
A division
that's
rival. They've won six in a row, Chris. That's a lot. And Buffalo had a sketchy season for the most part, right? This is important for them.
Buffalo
in
needs
the AFC,
a good win.
Right?
I think they got one really good win this
they
year. They beat Kansas City.
Kansas City when they came, right? When they blew them out in Kansas City. That was a long time ago. That seemed like last year. All right, so I got the Bills minus three. I got the Pistons minus three at home. I know they're off to a good start. I think they're up by five or six now early first half. But anyway, Pistons minus three against the Thunder. I know the Pistons aren't good, but neither are the Thunder, Chris. Right.
Rob, were we on the – yeah, we were on the air next day when they got beat by 73?
Ridiculous.
Come on.
No, I think that was that Friday night because I don't think we talked about it.
Okay. But, unbelievable.
And then the Cavaliers, who I like a lot, but they're playing in Milwaukee tonight. Well. They got the Bucks minus 7.5. So Bills, Pistons, and Bucks taking all the home teams – all the favorites. And yes, remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on tonight.
Yeah, that's important, guys.
Yeah. Whatever, Chris.
All right, Rob. So let's talk about this game. And the weather is inclement.
It's Rob Buffalo
G, do you
in
know
December.
What inclement means? You young millennials.
It means
bad. Y'all
it's bad. Hey, Rob G, have you ever been to Buffalo in December?
I've been to New York in December, and it was bad, but it wasn't as bad as what we're seeing on TV right now, let me tell you.
Buffalo
so
was
it's snow,
you're in New York City,
dust,
though, right?
Wind.
Yes. 30-plus-mile-an-hour winds going left to right.
Can I say this?
Well, Rob, you know that favors New England.
No, I know they play in that, but Buffalo has played in bad weather.
No, but
too.
I mean the way they play. Buffalo doesn't run the ball that well. Right. Yeah, Patriots run the ball better. They got more of a ball control offense with Mac Jones, you know, dinking and dunking.
I get that. I just think that, like, for Buffalo, this is a statement. This is a big game for them as they move forward, Chris, just in where the Patriots are in the AFC, right?
It is. And it's huge for them.
It is. It's huge. If they come up there and beat them and win seven in a row, and it would be hard to anybody to buy into Buffalo. I'm dead serious. Like, Buffalo will be like a flash in the pan after last year. They thought like they were going to make this run and be, you know, come out of the AFC. I don't know about that. So that's why I think it's a big game. I think Buffalo shows up for it.
Yeah, I think people are already surprised. I mean, the fact that New England is atop the division. I get it. They're half game atop because they played more games. But everybody, Rob, I think just about everybody had Buffalo running away with this division.
Well, because we saw them last year. We saw them go to Kansas City earlier this year, Chris, and they blew the Chiefs out the water. Am I right?
They did.
It was ugly.
They did.
After that game, I was like, wow.
And but they've been up and down, man. And look, here's the saving grace for Buffalo, Rob. Everybody in the AFC except New England has been up and down. And New England started off pedestrian, and they've won, to your point, six in a row.
Right.
They've been the steadiest team. Yes, Kansas City's won five in a row, but they've been a bit up and down. You know, obviously the slow start for them. Some of the victories haven't been all that impressive. They beat Green Bay 13-7 without Aaron Rodgers.
At home,
right. So they haven't been what – and again, granted, their standards are higher, so we expect more.
Right.
But Baltimore, we just Baltimore saw yesterday losing
to Steelers. Baltimore has eight wins, but they don't feel good. Like,
no,
it doesn't feel good.
Not at all.
They feel like they're trending down, not up, even though they're 8-4.
I agree. Cincinnati?
Cincinnati,
I think we talked about that Friday. Right.
They're at home.
They're a roller coaster.
Are they 7-5?
Cincinnati, I believe, is 7-5. But they're a roller coaster.
You remember
coaster.
When they beat the snot out of Baltimore and we thought, okay.
And followed it up with a loss to the Jets.
Right. To the Jets. That was it.
And then the Browns destroyed them. And then this one, Rob, they had scored 41 points. In beating, the Ravens? They beat the Ravens. And now they're following that up with this bad loss to the Chargers. They scored 41 points and beat the Steelers.
Right. The Steelers, they embarrassed the Ravens
earlier in the season. Right. And the Chargers, right?
The Chargers were up big in that game. It was like 24-0.
Right. So that's why, Rob, if you're Buffalo, you know, you can't say anything bad about Buffalo that you can't say about any other team in the AFC except New England.
But this is like a moment, Chris, that they can do something about it. Like, make people go, Patriots aren't ready. They came to Buffalo and they don't get their butts kicked in that kind of weather. But they got beat up, and Buffalo was ready to play, and they ended the Patriots' six-game win streak. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They control Mac Wilson, whatever it is.
Mac Jones,
I'm sorry. Well, I'm
or Mac. I think he just tried to copyright Mac 10. MJ 10. No, it was MJ 10 last week. Then check it, Rob G. I think he tried to do it again with Mac 10. I might be wrong, but look that up. I'm not putting it out there as news, but I heard that somewhere, and I think it might be accurate. Yeah, so he tried to do Mac 10 as well. So he's coming for Josh Allen. We'll see if he gets it. Keeper locked!